Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, tell me Jesus come.
Good morning, Facebook Live.
Let it shine, tell me Jesus come.
Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. service.
Let it shine, tell me Jesus come.
Jacksonville, Florida. We're getting our service.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
And enjoy.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, I'm just happy this morning. How many's happy?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I'm happy.
How many brought all your troubles and everything else in here? You just gonna sit and worry about them? I seen him hands go back down. Yes, Lord. Well, remember the old song that says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there? Well, this would be a good place for you to leave those burdens today. Because, praise God, we're in the Lord's house. How many can lift your hands and say, praise Jesus?
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Wow, we just got so many new faces this morning. I'm so happy to see all the new faces. And I'm not going to say I'm happy to see all the old faces. I don't think that fits right. But I'm happy to see all of you here this morning. And before we get started in the service, what I'd like to do is sing happy birthday to somebody. Y'all want to know who that is?
Yes.
Who said?
Yes.
All right, well, turn that chair on. Turn that chair on. Come up here. Glory to God. We're going to honor this little lady. We went to the hospital several times, and they didn't know if she's going to come out of the hospital alive. And we prayed, and the power of God fell on this lady. And look at her now. Yes, look at her now. Coming to church every Sunday. Let's all sing happy birthday to Delta. What do you say?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
To see those of you that we have a sweet lady from Consulate. Got her oxygen on today, but she's been out for a couple weeks.
Emma Jean,
we're happy that you're here today.
Yes.
We're happy for all of you to be here today. But it's so good to be in the presence of God. And I'm asking God to just open up that big love spigot. And let God's love just pour out upon all of us today. And I believe if you'll let God, He'll change your life today. He'll change your life. Thank you. Let's give Delta a hand clap. You go back to your stall now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We do have an announcement. Brother Chris, can you come down here for just a minute? Brother Chris and Sister Kara and I and Pastor Nick had been talking about cooking y'all some food. And We're trying to decide on a date to where we can all eat inside. We don't have to worry if it's going to rain or something. But we want to have a dinner. Want to cook some hot dogs and hamburgers. Brother Dean can cook a mean hamburger. So we'll bring the grill right outside the door there and fix everything nice in here. Have the big screen TV with some good music and verses going, and just have a good meal together. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes.
Brother Chris, tell us when you think we ought to do that.
Well, we was looking for maybe like on a Friday evening or a Saturday when you and Pastor Nikki are going to be here. So we was thinking maybe, what did we say, Kara, June 15th?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday evening. What do you think of that, Pastor? Does that work with the rest of you, Brother Larry, Brother Dean? How about June 15th? We do a Friday evening cookout. Sound good?
Sounds good.
What's a good time? 6 o'clock? 6:30?
We can fire that old grill up about 6 o'clock. We can pick you all up 5:30. The ones that ride need a ride.
Does that work with everybody? That won't interfere with those of you that work, have a work schedule, those of you that...
What about Tommy?
Or pick you up at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sister Suzanne?
Yeah, does that work for you and Tommy's schedule?
Now, Tom, I don't know, but for me, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. We sure need Sister Suzanne's help.
Yeah.
All right, it'll be in the bulletin then next week. And every Sunday until we have it.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Have us a good cookout. Have some good old tater salad and baked beans.
Yes, amen. Can I say something else, Pastor Buck?
You can.
You know, something's been stirring in me for the last several weeks, and so has Pastor Buck. And I just want to give the Lord credit this morning, and I want y'all to rejoice with me. Kara and I, we had 17 on our bus this morning. And then I got back and I talked to Pastor Buck. And that little white bus out there he's got, he had 9 on it this morning. And you know it's not very big. And I'm telling you, folks, the Lord is doing a mighty work here. And I just want to rejoice this morning.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we talked to Brother Greg a while ago, and he'll be ready for you to pick him up next Sunday, Brother Dean. Okay? All right. Well, it's just wonderful to all be together this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad that we're here instead of the hospital or at the Undertaker's place. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we've found out that praying before we start our service has always been effective of opening up the Spirit of God to flow. So we're going to welcome you to the altar. If you want to come, that's fine. Don't feel like you're obligated to come, because when you come, I would rather you just didn't sit there like a knot on a log. You come to pray and to tell God what's on your heart. Talk to him and ask for his help and pray for those that you love and pray about those circumstances in your life that you can't seem to overcome.
Miss Jacqueline asked for special prayer for her son this morning. If you want to come up and stand in for him and let us anoint you. What was his name again? Christian? Okay.
All right. While those of you that make way to the altar will, Brother Chris and I'll come down, and we'll ask our deacons to come, and we need a lady to come and lay hands on our dear sister for her son. So, Sister Arlene, would you come and put your arms around her, and Brother Chris, you anoint Sister Jacqueline. And we're going to pray. You know, there's no love like a mother's love for her children. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so this mother wants us to pray for her son. She's got a mother's heart. She's hurting. So let's pray right now. Those of you that want to come to the altar, continue to come to the altar. But right now, let's pray in Jesus' name. Jacqueline, we lift your son up. This son that you carried in your womb. And one day the Lord brought him to life. And he grew inside of you. And one day the Lord brought him out into this world. And you've raised him. And your heart is heavy over him. And you're at the right place. Father, we pray right now that you would touch this situation. We know that you're able. We believe that you will do it. And you say in your word that if we ask anything in your name according to the will of the Father, it will be done. And we are walking in the will be done right now. Let it be done, God. In Jesus' name, let this prayer make a difference in this son's life and this mother's life. In Jesus' name, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Right now, here's another mother that wants prayer for her son. And I need another lady to come and lay hands on her. I need another lady. Yes, Sister Lena. And you come too, Mom. Father, right now we lift Brian up. And God, we pray that you'll give him comfort. Lord, in some way, let this turn Brian's heart towards you.
Yes.
God, that he will look up to you and realize he needs help. That his father's gone and the only father he can have now is in heaven.
Yes.
So Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, be with the family up there in West Virginia. Oh, yes. And God, comfort this dear mother.
Yes.
Comfort her heart. Let her rejoice to know that she's put this situation in your hands, Lord. And she's trusting you, God. She's trusting you over this situation. In Jesus' mighty name.
I pray, God, that you come.
Father, right now, Suzanne, will you, right now, let's anoint Sister Elaine. Sister Elaine has lost her strength. Only a few months ago, she was able to walk into this church on her own. And she's under attack, just like we all are. And we're praying right now in Jesus' name for the strength of God to come back. And quicken this flesh.
Yes.
Bring the strength back to her body and her legs and her feet and her ankles, God. Restore unto her what the locust has eaten. And God, may she be strong once again. This is a true woman of God. A lady that prophesies. A lady that discerns. God, bring her back to her health. In Jesus' mighty name, let it be done.
Thank you, Lord. My people, I love you. Trust me, my people, with all your hearts. Lean not to your own understanding. I acknowledge the fact that you'll all be restored for my glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those of you that want to continue to come to the altar, so good to see all the altars full. Isn't that right, Brother Chris? Would you come? Would you come to the altar? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now. Oh Lord, we welcome you. We welcome you in this place, Lord. We invite you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We invite you, God, to come into this place. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, my. Right now, God, we lift up our hearts to you as we pray, God, as we pray and seek your face. We ask you to come into your house. Your children are gathered here this morning, reaching out to you. Oh, right now, the Lord says, my people, if you will humble yourselves, and if you will turn from your wicked ways, I, the Lord God, will bless you. And wherever you set your feet, you shall prosper, saith the Lord. Because my love for you never ends, no matter what you've done. Return to me, saith the Lord. Return to me, saith the Lord. For I will love you and I will comfort you. And I will be your provider. I will be your protector. Come to me, saith the Lord. I love you. I love you. I will turn you away. Come to me right now. Come to me right now. Come to me right now, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we've had some tough days this week, and we need to be restored. We look to you, God, to restore us this day. We look to you, Lord, to help us with those things that we wanted to accomplish, and it seemed like we couldn't accomplish it. Oh, God, we welcome you to give us boldness. We welcome you to give us boldness in a time when we felt so weak that we gave in. We gave in when we should have stood our ground. Right now, God, empower us to stand our ground against the wiles of the devil. And Lord, we pray this morning, we welcome the healer into this house. We welcome Jesus into this place. We welcome you, Jesus, to come and to heal, to open up the blind eyes, to unstop the deaf ears, Lord. Oh, we pray right now that you make the lame walk. God, we pray right now that you'll take the brokenhearted. Oh, right now, God, oh, Jehovah, 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 oh, Jehovah, right now, Jehovah, right now, Lord, forgive us. We are so weak. Help us to keep our promises that we've made to you, God. Oh, help us to keep the promises we've made. Remember, we're only human, Lord. Just remind us, Holy Ghost. Remind us of those days when we felt so strong. And we felt like we could take on the whole world. God, the world is eaten away at our strength and our courage, our happiness and our joy. Right now, you are the Holy One, Holy One. Lord, you are the Holy One, you are the Holy One. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. You are the strength of our life. You are the bread. You are the wine. You are all in all. Right now, casting every care upon you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Can we say, praise you, Lord? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Come on, church, praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We lift our hands, we lift our heart right now. We praise you, Lord. We know that you are doing something in our midst, God. You are truly the sweet aroma that we smell in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You are the joy that's set before us. Oh, we thank you. Yes. Oh, right now. Oh, right now. Oh, right now. Happy. You make us happy. You happy. You make us happy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it. You may not have known why you came to church this morning, but God wants you to receive Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Somebody say Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost
power. Come on, Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. How about y'all? How many's happy this morning?
Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of our lives.
Look where you were.
Oh,
Don't you know I wanna go? Jesus. I've got Jesus on my mind. Amen. Heaven's coming, but we want to see Jesus, don't we? Yes. And wherever Jesus is where we want to be.
Yes.
And right now, He's got us down here on earth, and so we can have Jesus on our minds every minute of the day.
Hallelujah. And if we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, Sister Nikki, we'll fall. We've got to keep our eyes focused on our Savior today.
That's right. That's right. Climb into Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Let Him surround you. And
aren't you glad He's always got time for you, though? You can go to Jesus and He never turns your way. He's always got time to sit down and listen until you pour your heart out to Him.
That's
he hears every prayer that we pray to Him.
Right. We're walking and talking with Jesus every
day.
Amen. Don't leave Him behind.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, everybody in here at one time or another has encountered a situation where people made you feel about this talk.
Right.
Right.
I'm sure that most people in here have had situations where people treated you like you were trash.
Right.
Treated you like they were better than you.
Yes.
I met a man one day, and I'd heard that if I would pour my heart out to him and ask him to forgive me of my sins and believe that God the Father sent him, then my life would change.
Amen.
That day that I met Jesus in a horse pasture outside of Dallas, Texas, was the day that my whole life changed.
Amen.
And God has never treated me like I was trash. God has always treated me like His child.
Amen.
And you don't treat your children like trash.
No.
And I want to thank Him this morning that because of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, with my Father overseeing, that I'm not trash, but I'm a child of the King with purpose.
Amen.
And I preached on purpose. And all of us has a purpose.
Amen.
So if you've been hurt by people treating you like you were not even a human, you need to pray for that person. You know where you're going to find your strength?
In the Lord.
You're going to find your strength when you pray to God and you forgive that person.
Amen.
That's how you become strong.
That's right.
When you can find it in your heart to forgive those that's hurt you, then you will have the strength to live for Jesus with all of your heart. But as long as we live in the past and we're holding grudges, and we're thinking about what somebody did years ago to us, then we'll never know the joy of being set free and feeling like your life is worthwhile. Your life is worthwhile. And God's speaking to a lot of broken people this morning, or I wouldn't be saying this. You are the apple of God's eye.
Yes.
You, your name has been etched in the palm of His hand. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. And He sent His Son to come and die for us. That's how special you are. So let's don't get caught up in wallowing in self-pity. But let's hold our head up. We're a child of the King.
Yes.
Hey, we're a child of the King. Nothing wrong with having godly pride.
Amen.
In who you are in Christ.
That's right.
Let Him take away that hurt today.
Yes.
Leave it here. You know what? The Holy Ghost is a good house cleaner. You leave all your junk and your trash here, and after the service, He'd come clean it all out of God's house.
Amen.
He's a good house cleaner. Amen. God just put it in my heart to say that to you.
Amen.
He wants you to feel mighty fine.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you feel yourself? Come on.
I feel fine.
I feel fine. How about y'all?
Yeah, real fine.
Woo, I feel fine. I feel extra fine around this way. Amen. Brother Chris.
Pastor Buck, you know a song that goes well with the word you just said? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Help us to understand, Lord, who we are in you.
Amen.
How much you love us.
Oh, God, thank you.
Help us to see you as our Savior,
you,
our lover, our soon coming King. Our big brother, yes. The one who fights for us. Lord of hosts.
Yeah. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart.
Oh God, open our eyes for you.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost,
I see you, glorify you. Oh God, that we might see the nail scarred hands, that you went on the cross and died for our sin, Lord. You took the stripes upon your back for our healing, God. Let us see, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord, that we might bow down and worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Father has one more thing He wants to say through these two interpretations of this message in tongues. He wants me to finish up by saying, children, you do not spend enough time with me. Only when you're troubled do you come to me. And I, the Lord God, desire time with you. You don't understand my ways. I did not expect you to understand my ways. But I do expect you to come to me and just be in my presence. Spend time with me and get to know me, and you will find joy and peace and victory over the world. If you do not spend time with me, if I am only to be someone to fix something that's broken, or to help you with something that you want, then I am not the God that I'm trying to show to you. I want your time, saith the Lord. I want your time to be with me, saith God.
I gave you the temple to come to.
believe your birthday. Wow, you go back and grab what you got. He said, now is the time to leave. He said, I'm with you through the trials and tribulations. I brought y'all here for a special reason. To worship, to leave everything here. Because I got the love of all y'all. That's why I call you my children, my sons and daughters. I know your name. That's why the prayer. They've heard your cry. He said, y'all, I've got sweet mama come to my nerves right now of their worship. Keep praising me every day. Meditate as you propose to me. Sit tight, leave things alone and come to me. Spend time alone. He said, I'll be with you. I love you no matter what. He said, I will be with you. Thank you.
Is he asking too much to surrender?
No.
To surrender your will and walk in a new life like you've never experienced before.
Amen.
You don't know how happy you can be until you surrender to the Lord. You don't know how happy you can be till you give it all to Jesus. Oh, to thee, my precious Savior, I surrender all. You know, in order to surrender all, God's going to have to break you, break your will. And sometimes, I know from my experience, I would not come to God and I run my own way, use my own reasoning. I never knew what peace and joy was. But I want to tell you, the day that I surrendered to Jesus is the day I started living.
Amen.
The first day of eternity began when I surrendered it all to the Lord.
Amen.
He's not asking too much. He is not asking too much.
No. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God's not asking too much, and He won't allow anything to come up on you more than you can bear.
That's right.
And whatever He brings you to, He'll bring you through.
Amen.
But you got to surrender to Him.
That's it.
And spend time with Him.
Amen. Get to know
Him. You might say, I don't know how to pray. Just start thanking Him. All the things that come to your mind, just start thinking. You don't have to go and ask God over and over for stuff more. Just come to Him and say, thank you for this. Thank you for that. I thank Him. I thank you for everything I can think of in every prayer.
Amen.
When I get through, I feel so much better.
Amen.
I feel so much better in this sanctuary this morning than when I come in. How about y'all?
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in His presence.
Amen. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than we won't want to leave today. More of Jesus.
Would our deacons come at the time and let's take up the morning tithes and offerings.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you once again for your giving. We'll soon celebrate 2 years. And thanks be to God. As of right now, we are debt-free.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything from corner to corner to this property has been renovated. Upstairs of the church has been renovated. God's got something for the upstairs. Fellowship Hall's been renovated. God's got something for the fellowship hall. This has been renovated. God certainly got something in here for us. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy, you know, that we don't have to talk about money and get pledges and all that stuff. Hey, just give what you can. God will take care of it.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this wonderful service. Thank you for supplying every need, for taking care of us, for blessing us. Less than 2 years, God, you have turned this thing around. Oh, how you have turned this church around. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We do not praise man, but we lift Jesus up. Bless us all, Lord. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
With my knees. We realize how much we are loved. The only way is to look at the cross, isn't it? When we doubt, we know ourselves and we know we're not worthy. We look in the mirror and we're not too happy with what we see. We look inside our hearts and we're not too happy with the way things have been in our hearts sometimes. But we are loved. Just as you love your children, or just as you love your family members, we are loved in a greater way even by our Heavenly Father. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for speaking to us this morning. And we thank you for your forgiveness that we don't seek you every minute of every day and acknowledge you in all of our ways. Fill us to overflowing with your Spirit, Father. Draw us to yourself through your Spirit. We know that apart from you, we have no good. And we know that in you, Jesus, we have everything we need. We thank you and praise you that you have called us to be your children, that we're your sons and your daughters, Father, because of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross and dying in our place. Thank you for not rejecting us. Thank you for not giving up on us. Oh, we praise you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Father, may your word this morning go deep into our hearts. Put in my mouth and my mind the things you would have me speak, that we as the body, your body, Jesus, might be fed this morning,
yes.
Fed some more. We love you, and we thank you for everything, for creation, for making us and bringing us home to yourself. And Father, we pray for those that are not home yet. We reach out to them and ask that this morning, if they're listening, or when they listen to this service, that they will draw close to you, that they will see that their soul salvation is in you, Jesus, and they will surrender their lives to you. And thank you for that eternal life, for forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Might they come into the kingdom today, Lord. Might the family setting, the table, be full, Lord. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. A lot of what the Lord has put on my heart has already been said today. That just shows you that we're one in the Spirit and that the Lord wants it to go deep into our hearts, because the more we hear the same thing over and over, maybe it'll sink in and we'll really believe. Amen. Pastor Buck said, have you ever felt that big? And Pastor Buck has often told the story of a young girl that he loved in elementary school, and they were sharing presents, and he drew her name, or he bought the name from another buddy. I've forgotten exactly how it went. But he didn't have much money, and his mother gave him a nickel, and he went to the five and dime, and he bought a little ring for her, and he was so proud, and he wanted her to know how much he thought of her and that she was special to him, and he hoped that she would give him her heart too. And he didn't have a box for the ring, so he went home and he found a little, maybe a Bayer aspirin box, and he made it, cut it to size, and then he took the cotton from the inside of the Bayer aspirin bottle and put the cotton in the box and the ring inside, wrapped it up, and just was so full of joy and excitement and wondering how she would receive it. And when she opened that little package, she let out a screech. No! Oh, that's a terrible gift. And Buck's heart was broken. Rejection. That's what the Lord wanted me to talk about today, is rejection. We all have suffered rejection, haven't we? Maybe you've been rejected by a mother. There are moms that give up on motherhood. It's just too much for them for whatever reason, or they're being selfish, want their own way, and are tired of taking care of babies and diapers, and they run off. And the children feel rejected. They feel unworthy. They feel unloved. Maybe you have experienced that. Or maybe a husband has left you. Said, I'm tired of this. We're just playing house. This isn't a real marriage. I'm getting out. I found somebody else that I'm going to spend my life with. Goodbye. Rejection. Rejection. Over and over and over. In the nursing homes, somebody, maybe your roommate, rejects you. Says, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't like you. I don't like the way you act. I don't like the way you look. I don't like the way you talk. And you feel that rejection again. And I want us to focus this morning on the greatest rejection of all, the first rejection. I want you to picture Eve walking in the garden. Buck, would you come up? She and Adam had the privilege of walking in the garden with God, Jesus in the flesh. They walked together. They talked to each other. They were loved. Jesus loved them, didn't he? He provided the garden, the animals, the flowers. He put them together to love one another. And he said, he wanted to know, do you really love me? And he gave Eve one rule, Adam and Eve, one rule.
Don't partake of this one tree. The fruit on this tree is the one thing that I forbid you to partake of.
And so they walked through the garden and enjoyed the garden. And one day, somebody very beautiful came along. Thank you. Somebody very beautiful came along and said, did God really say you can't eat of the tree of good knowledge of good and evil? And she began to wonder. She began to doubt. Oh, surely you won't die if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Look at this beautiful fruit. Don't you want to try it? You'll be like God. He doesn't want you to be like him. He's holding something back from you. Won't you eat of this tree and see? And so she does, doesn't she? She let go of the hand of the one who loved her most. And she took the hand of the deceiver. And we all have done that. The first rejection. Who suffered the first rejection? God did. God did. Why didn't he reject us, huh? Why didn't he just throw us out? Say, you don't love me? I won't have anything more to do with you. He could have done that, couldn't he? Because he's God. He could have started over. He could have said, that was a big mistake of creation of man and woman. But he didn't, because God is love, isn't he?
Amen.
He knew from the foundation of the world before that this would happen. He has always given us a choice to take his hand or take the hand of the deceiver. The things in the world shine and are so bright. We think, oh, I want to try this. The flesh says, I want to try that. I want to try that. Oh, it won't hurt anybody. If it doesn't hurt anybody else. But you know who it hurts? Ourselves, doesn't it? When we take a hold of the things in the world and we let go of God's hand. We're to acknowledge him in all of our ways. We're to recognize him as our creator, the lover of our souls. Amen? But God did not reject us. Have you ever rejected others? I bet you have. I have. And I'm sorry for the people that I've rejected in the past. You know, we reject people because they don't look like us. They don't act like us. They're not as smart as we are. We're comparing all the time, aren't we? Well, let's see. I think that one, you know, I could be a friend with that one because da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and now I'm going to exclude her. I'm going to reject her because, and then you've got all these other reasons. When we compare ourselves to one another, we end up with either being jealous of another person, or we end up, what's the opposite of that? Somebody that is beneath you, you put them down, right? You reject them. John, let's go to Isaiah 53, 2 and 3. Because Jesus was rejected and he understands, we, his children, can take rejection and understand also and forgive. Isaiah 53, verses 2 and 3. For he, meaning the Messiah, Jesus, shall grow up before him, God, the Father, as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Can't you just see him walking the streets of Jerusalem and people going, oh, he's ugly. I don't like the way he looks at all. They probably rejected him then. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Jesus understands rejection, doesn't he? Amen. And in spite of that rejection, he came to set things right. We were all lost because of sin, because we rejected God. And he said, I will show them my plan to win them back, to buy them back. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up on them. I'm going to give them another chance to see my plan of redemption, my plan to buy them back, to love them. John 1. John 1, verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, that's us, isn't it? We have received Jesus. We did not reject him. When he came to us and made us aware, when he opened our eyes and showed us that we needed a Savior and that he was the answer, those of us here said, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will surrender my life to you. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. We were given power to become his son or daughter. Even to them that believe on his name. And to believe on his name means totally to throw yourself into Jesus, to trust and rely. It's not just saying, oh, I believe Jesus came and I believe Jesus was God. No, it's more than that. It's believing so much that you throw everything into him. We were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We were born of his Spirit, weren't we? Amen. So Jesus now calls us to love others and not reject them. There may be some that we have to stay away from and love from a distance, but we will continue to love them and pray for them because we have Jesus in us. We have his heart, and through his Spirit, we don't want anyone to go to hell, do we? No. We can stand rejection. If you today are feeling rejected by somebody and it affects you, it's because your eyes are on them and not on Jesus.
Amen. Come on, amen.
As Pastor Buck said, our identity comes from Jesus. We can know who we are and we can remain strong. It hurts, maybe. It hurts to be rejected by somebody, especially someone you love or someone you want their attention. But if you don't get it, you have the God of all creation. And I heard someone say, we need to live our lives before the Lord. Nobody else. An audience of one. Our Father. Look, Daddy. Look at what I'm doing. Look, Daddy. And we are living in his presence. Lord, I'm brushing my hair for you. I want to look good for you, Father. Lord, I'm serving this meal for you, Jesus, because I want to please you, Jesus. You see what I mean? Do everything heartily as unto the Lord. Yesterday, we got a call from a woman that had been in a nursing home in Jacksonville, and now she's in her own apartment, and we had given her a cross, a necklace, and as she was thinking about it this yesterday morning, the Lord spoke to her and said, call those sweet people and tell them how much this cross means to you, and tell them that you remember them, and thank them for the CDs you gave them. They gave you. And so she called, and we couldn't remember exactly her name. We did know, she said, my name's Margie, and Buck remembered, he's got a tattoo on his arm that says Margie. And so I know he went up to her and said, guess what, I've got your name on my arm. And she was just so full of the Spirit of God and loved him so much and prayed for him in that nursing home. And then Saturday when she called, again, she was just overflowing with Jesus. And she said, I want to do everything heartily as unto the Lord. He told me to call you and tell you I'm praying for you. Oh, what a blessing it was to us. What a blessing. We need to hang on to Jesus and only fear the Lord. And that fear of the Lord is an understanding. He's the one who created everything. We have an awe for him, a respect for him, and a realization that whether we live or die is in his hands. And so he's our God, not somebody else. If you give yourself to someone else, if you, for instance, if I were to care what Cindy thought of me, and I dress so Cindy would like me, and I would say things so Cindy would like me, what's happening? I'm making her my God instead of Jesus.
Yes.
And God's got to come in and do something about that, because he's a jealous God, and he wants all of us so that we can be all that he wants us to be to others. You know, we talked about being in the army of God, and to be a good soldier, you need to be free of the fear of rejection, because you won't be able to go to somebody else and in love and in the power of the Spirit tell them the gospel message. You'll be afraid they'll reject you, right? Oh, we don't like rejection. It hurts. But we can take it. Jesus took the rejection, the pain, the sword from each and every one of us into his flesh out of love. Because he knew his Father. He knew he had a purpose. He knew he had the Spirit of God. And he had the boldness and the courage that Pastor Buck prayed for all of us today. That we would have that boldness and courage to stay on the front line as a soldier of the Lord and do what he called us to do, tell others the good news. We do not need to fear rejection. We can treat it as though it's a spirit and send it packing. Let's all say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I cast you away from me, rejection. Amen. In Jesus' name, I'm free from rejection.
In Jesus' name, I'm free from rejection.
Amen. We're free from the harm that rejection can do to us, I should say. We will be rejected. We should expect it. And when it comes, maybe we'll even smile. Smile to the Lord and say, yep, I understand a little bit of what you went through, Jesus. Just a little bit. I feel closer to you now, Lord, than I ever did, because I understand. And yes, Lord, like you, I'll lay down my life and I'll pray for that person. I'll do good to that person. I'll love that person. I'll forgive that person. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was talking to a nursing home person last week, and she said, somebody turns their face every time I go past them, looks away, won't even acknowledge that I'm there, won't speak to me when I speak to her. Rejection, right? But you know, she said, it's okay. It's okay. I forgive that person. And I said to her, you've died to self, haven't you? And she said, yeah, I guess I have. She's in her 90s, so she's had lots of time with the Lord. Some of us are still in boot camp. We're still learning by His Spirit how to handle situations. Well, I pray that today you'll be able to handle rejection. It's so hurtful. But we have a God who loves us, who understands, who will hold us close through it all. We can cry on His shoulder, and then He will speak to our hearts and say, it's okay, my love. I understand. And I'm going to bring some good out of it. You watch and wait. Do what I tell you to do. Forgive and love. And don't fear rejection. Be bold. Be courageous. Be my soldier in the army of God. Let's remember who we are in God. Just two more scriptures real quick. Galatians 1:10. Paul said this. He's worried about the gospel message that's being preached. And so he's talking to the Galatians, and he said, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Oh, beloved, don't be a man pleaser. We need to be a God pleaser, don't we?
Yes.
Do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of God. We have to stand alone sometimes, but God has also put other soldiers in the army with us. And when one of us falls, the other one can come along and pick us up, right? Amen. But if we don't have anyone else at the time, we have Jesus. We always have Jesus. And the rest of us can bring the person back to the knowledge of the Word and who they are in Christ, and that it's all going to be okay. We understand. We can comfort. And in 1 Thessalonians 2:4, Paul says this also. But as we, Paul's talking about himself and others that are preaching the gospel, as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Paul had learned not to fear rejection, but only to fear God. We have been allowed of God to carry the gospel message. Each and every one of you know the truth, that to have eternal life, you need to trust and believe in God, in Jesus, surrender your life to Him. We've been allowed, we've been entrusted. And so as we trust in the Lord, He will help us with rejection. And as Sister Lena spoke from up here, Revelation 12:11. We all should commit this to memory. Revelation 12:11. This is in a chapter that talks about a war in heaven. And verse 11 talks about believers, Christians. And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. We are covered by Jesus' blood, aren't we?
Yes.
And by the word of their testimony, we have the word in us. The Spirit of God is in us. The word is in us. And we have a testimony to what he's done in our lives. I belong to Jesus because I saw him. I saw him hanging on the cross for me, and I accepted his death in return for my life. I believe, I trust in Jesus. And then they loved not their lives unto the death. When we're surrendered, right, Harold, Brother Harold? When we're surrendered to Jesus, no matter who rejects us, and they will, we can take it, we can overcome it, because we've got Jesus, and we're dead. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So, beloved, what are you going to do with rejection? Take it to Jesus.
Yes.
Cry on his shoulder and march forward, soldier. Let's be strong and bold and courageous soldiers. Let's stay in constant prayer in the power of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, so that we can do what the Lord called us to do, our purpose to share the gospel, that others might join us and be saved eternally, that they might not suffer in hell eternally. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus, that he understands what rejection really is. Thank you for not rejecting us, but to carry out your plan for our salvation, to forgive us of all the times that we've gone our own way. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we are your children. Thank you, Father, that you've given us a purpose. You've given us the gospel message to carry to others. Thank you, Father, that you give us the word. Thank you, Father, that you give us the faith we need. And Father, anything that we're lacking, we know that we can run to you and ask. And you provide it abundantly. So Father, this week we ask you for courage and boldness and open doors to share the salvation message to a dying world. Father, we love the world the way you love it because you put that love in our hearts. Thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us for rejecting you. Now we only want to please you, Father. Help us to do that this week and bring us back safely to enjoy your presence with one another. Thank you for my brothers and sisters that are praying for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. Pastor Buck. Don't let rejection, the fear of rejection, back in, okay? Cast it out.
Wow, I feel like I've been in church today.
Amen.
How about y'all?
Amen.
Yeah, I still remember that little cotton box with the ring in it.
But then he gets his eyes on Jesus.
And I've realized all these years what we can hold inside of us can destroy us. What we hold inside of us can ruin the plan that God has for us. And I just beg of you, if you're hurt about something in the past, you've got to go to the Lord and give it to Him. And leave it alone and start living your life.
That's right.
You know, rejection, I can cut myself or bump and skin myself or I can get hurt. And you know, I may bleed and the operation I had, they went up in one groin, couldn't do the operation, went up the other groin, and my legs were black and blue from all of that and the operation. But you know, little by little it healed. And one day I looked down at my legs and all of those bruises and everything was gone. And the heart operation, it's still healing. I still feel it a little bit, but it's healing. But rejection, you can be hurt and it will never heal. Your body don't know how to heal from rejection. That's where God steps in. So I thought I would add that because we've all had problems and healed from it. But hurt, rejection deep down inside will never heal until you learn that Jesus can take it away.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we just love you all and we're going to dismiss in prayer. Just know that you're so special. And God don't want you carrying hurt. It's not good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your mind. It's not good for your life.
And you can't be a good soldier.
No. So let's give these things to God. And let's talk to Jesus about it.
Yes.
Jesus, you know I've been trying to get rid of this hurt all these years. And I still go to the Lord and say, God, help me with this cotton box and ring. But it don't hurt as bad as it used to. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask you now to just take us back to our homes, respective homes. And we pray that we've digested and taken in your word and the service and the interpretation of tongues today and the prophecies. God, truly, the Spirit's gifts of the Spirit has really been manifested with us today, and the Word has been so powerful. Let us apply that to our life. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for our wonderful church family. In Jesus' name. And everybody says,
Amen. Amen.
Let me hear another amen.
Amen.
All right, get on out of here.
All right, this will conclude our service for today.